Gigantic breaking news. I don't know if you've seen. O.J. Simpson has died. O.J. Simpson has died from cancer.
Wow.
Yes. Now, as a newsman, I often lean on you. Now, you know that I worked at the Post-Gazette for like 9 years, and I fashion myself as a newsman, but I'm not an old-school newsman, but you have much more experience than I do. And I always lean on you in times like these to talk this kind of stuff through. If you are a news director or you're somebody in charge of the coverage today, how much do you push it forward the football player, and how much do you push forward the transgressions? What is the divide, and how do you come to some sort of decision?
Well, there's a lot of different coverage here. On radio here, the way that we do it, we're going to at first tell people that OJ has died and the circumstances, where it happened and from what. And as we expand on it, we're not going to spend much more than 40 to 50 seconds total on a story like that. It's a big, big story. And I think you just tell the life story as simply as you can in as short a period of time as you can. So He had an illustrious career in college and professional football, went on to become a media star, an actor, a sportscaster, and he was also implicated and tried for murder in the death of his wife and a friend of hers.
Yes, it's always a delicate balance. I'll read to you from OJ's Twitter account that his family posted. On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace, signed the Simpson family, and has been verified, and it's news. I mean, it actually happened. It's in this day and age where there's misinformation out there, this is real. It's just always a delicate balance, I guess, Paul.
The first two things that I just saw on Twitter, on X, people reacting to his death. These are the scumbags of the earth.
Okay.
All right. Whether you believe that O.J. Simpson killed his wife and her friend or not, right? People are already posting the first two. I'm hoping he's going straight to hell.
Jeez.
And that's not the kind of coverage you're going to get here. You know, I'm not an O.J. Simpson defender or a supporter. I'm just here to tell his story. And that story includes the murders of Nicole Simpson.
Well, this
and her friend.
Correct. And this is where the delicate balance comes back in too. Entities like the Buffalo Bills, entities like Southern Cal, I wonder how they handle it today, because he brought them great glory. He did, both of those places.
What happened later in his life has not changed the fact that he had accomplishments at USC and in Buffalo that were record-setting.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, you have to accept that that happened. I know that he's an object of ridicule, and I know that a lot of people don't like him. A lot of people believe that he killed his wife. But I'm, you know, again, we're not going to make a judgment about whether he, you know, any of that. And we're certainly not going to get into the either name calling or wishing someone ill after their death, which is really tacky.
Yeah, I just wanted to catch up with you on this because it is a moment in newsrooms, whether it's television, whether it's newspaper, whether it's radio like us, where you probably have to stop for a second and say, guys, ladies, everybody in here, we got to survey the scene and make sure we portray this the right way. But what is the right way? No, because it's delicate is the best way to put it.
The best way to do it is balance it out. I mean, the man had an entire life. He was a whole person. He had a childhood. He had a growing up time, his football time, his time as a media person and as an actor. And that was followed by the troubled times of his life. And not just the murders of Nicole Simpson.
Oh, then the memorabilia stuff and all that, yeah.
Right, so there was a time in prison. There's an entire story to tell there, and you just tell it without telling people what to think about it.
Yeah, interesting.
Let people have their own thoughts about it and sort it through.
Yeah, well, thank you, Paul. I wanted to lean on you and catch up with you on that as to deliver it to our audience the best way possible.
And I want to just share with you this. I did not know about this until I sat down in the studio here. You were the first person to tell me. I had no idea what had happened. So that is what you're getting from me is my first impression right off the bat. The first thing that comes to my mind about how to cover this.